bada,
oh, way a da ba da ba ba
da ba
da da ba da da ba da da da
da ba
da 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 da
da da da da
da da da da da
da
da
da da da
da da da da da da
da
da
da da
Hey everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. We're out
How's
of
it
order.
Going?
Good.
We are very excited to be with you in the next installment. I think this is episode 7 of season
episode
3.
8.
This is episode 8.
Yes, 6 and 7 are out.
Oh, yes, 6 and 7 are out. Episode 8.
Episode 8
of season 3. Of the Choir Corner. Welcome.
The 32nd episode.
Yes, thank you for listening. We have a exciting show for you today. There's so many things. But before we do that, Alexis, Megan, how
Whoever
were your final exams?
Well, I didn't really have a final exam in my first class, and I already finished my speech class, but math. Math was better than the first one, I guess, but it's math. So, yeah. I mean, I'm like considered the math girl sometimes. So, for me, that was a test.
Well, I only had two finals. One was for English, and that went well. It wasn't like a test. It was a presentation.
Yeah.
Went well.
What class is that?
AP Lit with Mr. Bigsby.
Bigsby. Two times in a row. We're shouting out Bigsby.
And then I had a math final. Same class as Alexis, actually. Mm-hmm. And we'll see. That's what I have.
I need a good grade
on
this.
That's what I was hoping you guys were going to say. We'll see. We'll see. You both came in today after the final being like, okay, we're going on.
It's done. And that's all that matters.
That's
now.
Right. Because it's final exam day. We are on our final day of the first semester. Today is December 20th.
2024 for the last time.
At 11:46
a.m.
Yes, 11:46 a.m.
Guys, this is different.
So in the morning.
We are... Friday afternoon here at the end of final exams. First semester is over in the books. And
Dunzo.
You guys both had math finals today. So I wanted to catalog here how you did on your math finals today. So tell us, guys, about our social media stuff.
The socials.
Lily Goodrich.
Yes.
Yeah. Good one.
Sure. I don't remember anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you can follow us on all of our social medias, and you should follow us on all of our social medias at Fremont HS Choir. You can find us on X, TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram.
That's right.
The place
we posted a few times yesterday, actually. We had a big choir party yesterday. That was a lot of fun. Had pizza and had Secret Santa. That was fun.
Yeah,
and
really?
we crowned a sight reading Olympic champion in first block. First two-time winner, Max McBratney, won again yesterday.
Huzzah.
We should do Threads and Blue Sky. We should move forward and get onto the new things.
I don't know what those are.
Oh, well, they're the alternatives to Twitter.
Oh.
Yes, Threads is by Meta, the Facebook company.
Got it.
So, and then Blue Sky is the old Twitter people started their own thing.
Yes, right.
I didn't know about that one.
Huh. Yes.
We should take a look for sure.
Yeah.
We'll talk to
our
social media folks.
Stay tuned for a new form of social media.
Social media. Any way we can reach out. Okay. How about where can we find the podcast?
Well, hopefully if you're listening to the podcast right now, you already know. But if you're not for some reason, our podcast is under the Choir Corner. Yeah, this is absolutely useless. But we're at the Choir Corner on Spotify and Apple Music confirmed. Nowhere else yet. Comment down below and see if you're listening on anything else that isn't Spotify or Apple Music.
Yeah, if you're finding us somewhere other than Spotify or Apple Music, we would like to know where that is. But we know for sure that you can find it in those two places.
It's places.
So yeah, that's right.
So
I believe I've listened on Amazon Music before.
Oh.
Whoa.
Amazon Music. That's a voice over there that interesting. That's not a voice we normally hear on the podcast. Mr. Lockwood.
We have a
special guest,
Natalia.
Yeah.
I think I used that one last time for Ava.
You guys, who's our special guest today?
It's Dustin!
It's Dustin. Hello. Hi, Dustin Everett.
How are you?
We're great. Good. We're doing great. It's the end of the semester. Tomorrow we get to sleep in and we don't have to think about school for a couple of weeks. This is good. We're feeling great today. Feeling great. It's good to have you today.
Thanks.
Dustin is around because it's musical audition season, which is now basically done.
Yep.
And will be announced today at 6:30.
30. Yeah, 30. We're going to post a list about 6:30 tonight.
Dentist.
Yes, no. That time you 2:30, go 6:30.
6:30, that's doctor time. Yes,
doctor time, 6:30, right?
6:30, yes.
Whoa, yeah. Doctor.
That's good.
Yeah. Yes, so that will be the thing. And Dustin and Kathy and Mr. Harmon have been hard at work casting the show, and so all the secrets shall be revealed.
Ready or not.
You know, before you listen to this podcast. So
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, so Dustin's been around the last couple of weeks as work schedule allows.
Yeah, it's been a little different this year, but...
Yeah. So he was here. We were sitting around talking about lunch, and we said, "Hey, you should come join us on the podcast." He went, "Okay, great." So here we are, special guest.
Yeah, we're flexible here.
That's right. Huzzah. So welcome. It's good to have you today.
Thanks.
His second podcast appearance. Speaking of special guest, Mr. Lockwood.
Yes.
Do we have anybody in the eight ball today?
We do. We have the inimitable, as always.
As always.
James Fitchie.
Oh,
James Fitchie. He's going to talk?
Today.
And he's going to talk.
He's going to give full sentences.
Presumably. Nope, these are not going to be sentences. Here. Let's find out. Are you there, James?
Absolutely.
There he is.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
We're off to a good start.
Did Alexis
usually there a little.
And I get a 100 on our final.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, James.
It is so. It is
well,
so.
James said so. So yeah. It must be true.
We're off to a positive start. Thanks, yes, James, are. For being so positive.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We have to have a different Magic 8 Ball this week for James than we did for Emily the last time, right? Those are different Magic 8 Balls.
A little bit taller.
Bigger Magic 8 Ball for James to fit in.
Maybe we have to shrink him down more.
Itty bitty living space.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, so we got to... to get a new eight ball for James. So thanks for joining us, James.
Maybe.
Oh.
Don't really.
Maybe. All right. Now we're going sideways again. Here we are.
He's really nice.
All right. Do we have any comments today?
We do have some comments. Okay, so we have
some.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Wait for it.
We have some.
Oh, there it is.
You've got mail.
Nick Mora.
Oh,
absolutely. It's Nick Mora.
That's the old mandolin. I don't have that mandolin anymore. I sold it to a dude who was giving it to his wife for Christmas. She doesn't know that yet.
Nice.
Hopefully
that's
she
so
doesn't
cute.
Listen to this podcast.
Don't listen to the podcast.
If you were hoping for a mandolin,
you got one.
We're probably not talking about you.
Yes. What are our comments today?
So we have one from previous podcast host, Alexis Frank. And it says, "Hey guys, Lockwood told me to listen for the Mad Lib, and I'm very glad I did. I definitely got weird looks as I tried not to laugh on the way to my dorm. You guys are wonderful, and you bet I will be one of those gaggles in the audience. Cannot wait."
Very nice.
Yes, because the group
Frank
of people
is a
was a gaggle on the on the Mad Lib. Yeah, that's right.
I messaged both Matt and Alexis because we did a Mad Lib.
Yeah.
I was like, you guys, this one's short. You're going to love this one. So Matt said he would listen to it after class. I don't know if he did or not.
Right.
But maybe. So I haven't heard anything. Matt, send us a comment.
To our previous podcast hosts. Yes. Right, you guys are
rest
joining a
peace.
Real legacy.
Matt,
here.
Former host. Alexis Frank, former host.
We're the sixth and the fifth.
Yeah, fifth and sixth podcast host.
James, do you remember Matt and Alexis?
Absolutely.
Do you remember them?
You should. That's good.
Yeah. Well, your presence is missed here, so thank you for reaching out.
That's right. That's right. Although they're not too sad that you're gone, because now they get to host.
Yeah.
If you were still around,
Battle
of the podcast hosts. We should try to get them all back. And we should do a special episode.
I would love to do a
crazy episode.
All six.
Yeah.
Former hosts.
That would be cool. We share a mic to
and not us. Just let them do it.
Yeah.
That would be
interesting.
Crazy. That would be nuts.
Yeah.
Well, we have another comment from one of our regulars. This is Mr. Nichols. Michael.
Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Nichols. And his comment says, "Hey, y'all, what is your favorite accent to talk in?" In parentheses, I forgot my music related question.
Got it.
So. What is your favorite accent?
I have one. Let me think about it. You guys go ahead.
Okay. Well, my favorite, easily, I just talked about it actually, is my southern accent. I get into it at random times because it's so bad. It's like redneck, like country song, country accent. It's so bad. I always do it in the corner, and then Jack Larson will pick right up into it, and then we'll just be in an accent for an hour and a half.
That's cute that you and Jack
are doing
accents together.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
My favorite accent, like the one that I would want to have, is definitely like Southern, because I think it's cute.
Southern, you'd be like a Southern Belle.
I hope so. That would be fun.
I don't know that I can agree on this one, because definitely like accentist against Southern accents.
Okay.
Like there's the thing about like oh, people with Southern accents sound dumb. And I know they're not. But the truth of the matter is I listen to it and I'm like, they sound dumb. I'm sure I know they're not. My mom lives in South Carolina and she's like, oh, I'm developing a Southern accent and stuff. I was like, please don't. Yeah.
I have a little bit of that too.
Yeah.
Like if I walked into the doctor's office and they sounded like they were from Alabama or something, I'd be like, I don't think so. I think I'm probably going to look for a different doctor. And you're not dumb. Alabamans, you're not dumb. That's not what I'm saying. But there is
Alabaman even sounds Alabama.
Alabaman. I mean, I don't know what else would you call them? Yeah. People of Alabama. The people of Alabama.
Albanians. You are not.
We're getting a little close to Albanians at that point. Alabama, I don't think you're dumb. Yes, I don't think you're dumb.
Harmon thinks you're dumb.
There is something to that accent. I think you're right.
My accent. I just thought about. I was like, this is something from like pop culture, and it's like the Strong Bad accent. I've always liked doing, which is fun. You guys probably don't know what this is. No, this is, okay, in the beginning of the internet, there's this thing called Homestar Runner.
Okay.
None of you know what this is, evidently. Listeners, please back me up on this. It was like an animated thing online. It was cool. And some person made it. And it was just in the Wild West of the internet. And it was like emails was one of the things and stuff. And he would get emails, this character, from real people. About just whatever, and he would read them, and he would go, "Dear Strong Bad, I think that you should have a run." And I don't know, I just like doing that.
So it was the accent he used to read the email from the
yes. Yeah. And it reminds me of an old Saturday Night Live skit, Lothar of the Hill People.
Yes, yes, right.
True, similar thing.
That's good. I like
Strong
that one.
Bad, the cheat. Someone will know what I'm doing.
I wasn't even thinking of an accent like that, because that's like more like a. Not really like a dialect, but like, I mean, it's still an accent. Yeah, I was like thinking like something like really,
You were thinking something like a little more broad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily do like countries necessarily.
Yeah.
Not really a big accent person, but I think it's fun to do that.
Yeah. That is really fun. That's a nice one.
In my spare time. Dustin, please save me.
I like the Russian accent, I think.
Yes.
Oh, duh.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know that I do it well, but I do it often.
Ah, dust lasagna.
low-key garbage.
That. Which is German,
listen
really.
Listen to and two episodes ago, you get that. Fine.
Yes. I'm not really an accent guy either.
Do the Harmon.
I'd like to do. I'd like to be able to do some accents. So I like the Kermit thing. I do Kermit the Frog.
Yeah,
you know when really I talk about good. That.
So I've got an okay Kermit, but I like everybody could do a Schwarzenegger accent, that kind of thing.
It seems,
I cannot do a Schwarzenegger. You know, so I'm not really an Wookie? Accent guy.
We'll be back.
Yeah, I can do. We can
do that. That's really good.
You have to like. So
there's a few more.
You like roll your tongue and then turn your mouth into that kind of. You just make
oh my
sound
gosh.
And then you roll your tongue.
Surrounded by them.
It's good.
That's very good.
We're going to teach you.
I can't roll my R's. I don't Wookie.
Yeah. Can you Wookie? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a little good. Kermit Wookie.
Yes.
Combine those
Kermit
two.
The Frog here. Yes.
Thor with a little Bigsby.
That's right. Yeah. Thor with a little Bigsby. So yeah, I would love to be able to do accents. I think that's fun. I'm a big fan of that voice actor type thing, but it's not really a thing for me.
Hey, those are really good.
This all got out of control.
You know, like you get like a Hy-Vee or a Baker's commercial and there's the guy talking about the deals and stuff. And it's too high for me. The guy is like yelling. Okay. If you really listen carefully to the, I have to get back here. He's like, bread. $4.99.
No. That's how like, all of those commercials are. Right.
They're
so
too
aggressive.
High for me because I'm like when I do it, I'm breaking up a little bit because it's up in my high register, you know. But he can do it like, but he's really like yelling. But like, and I'm like, man, they're really working hard. So when that comes up, JJ and I are watching something on Hulu or YouTube or something, and then there's a local commercial for Hy-Vee. She looks at me, she's like, "Don't do it." And it'll be like $4.99. Amazing. I was like, they're so hyped about bread.
Yeah, they have so much enthusiasm about everything.
Listen carefully to them next time you see it. And you'll be like, God, they're excited.
They're really going after it here.
Yeah.
And for our third and final comment, This is not a comment that was submitted on Spotify because it is from my dear old Nana that does not know how to run Spotify. So she said, Megan, I have a question that I would like you guys to discuss on the podcast. I said, okay, Nana, what is it? She said, I want everyone to say what their favorite food that they have at their grandmother's house is.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with just like regular Thanksgiving or holiday meals because I've never met any of my grandparents.
Okay.
Because I have older parents, and so they were all dead before I was alive or existed. We're going to go with cheesy potato casserole.
Ooh.
The like with the crust on top. It's like thick in the bottom of it and stuff. It's got the potatoes and then oh, it's so delicious.
Yeah.
Bonus points if there's like ham in it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother's mashed potatoes were the best mashed potatoes in the world, and I don't know that she made them too much different than anybody else, but for some reason they came out different.
Made with love.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna laugh. I think I told
lasagna.
Ironically enough, I'm pretty sure I told you about this actually before we started the podcast, last podcast. My grandma and me have this thing where I used to hate lasagna, and then I tried my grandma's lasagna and I'm like, hands down, like one of the best things she's ever made in her entire life. Yeah, because yeah. I turned into low-key Garfield. But she makes me like a platter of lasagna, lets me take some of that home. And then she makes me a freezer lasagna, which we call leftover lasagna. And you can keep that bad boy in the fridge for like the freezer for like 3 months. I did that once by accident, didn't even realize, found it, cooked it. Fantastic. One of the best lasagnas I've ever had.
You just say we call it leftover lasagna.
Yeah, that's like what it's like, that's
clever.
Called.
Well, that is what it's called.
Is it just leftover lasagna? Yeah.
That's just like it's just like the name
it just
of
came
it.
It's
you know?
A special name for
she'll never say
this cheese
like,
I call cheese.
She'll never say like, oh, I've got some lasagna for you. She'll be like, I've got some leftover lasagna for you, dear. And I'm like, thanks, Grandma.
My grandmother was is from Georgia, so Southern Belle. She cooked, I mean, she was the best cook. She made, we used to have fried chicken a lot. She had, that was the best fried chicken, mashed potatoes. I mean, my grandma could cook anything. I mean, if my grandmother made it, it's the best thing ever, right?
Because it's made with love.
I guess that was what it was. But what's interesting is I've never met my father's parents, of course, never have met them. So, but I gained some grandparents when I married Jill, right? So a new family, new people that came.
Oh,
in.
As an adult, yeah.
As an adult, and her family. Where now you mentioned holidays, so it kind of comes to this. Her family does enchiladas for Christmas dinner.
Oh, I've had that for Christmas.
So they you know hand rolled. You know these. You know everything is made from scratch type thing, and it's delicious. That Christmas dinner at the Bertrand household is chef's kiss.
The Bertrand. Yeah.
Good.
Or Bertrand.
Yeah, Bertrand. Yeah.
James, do you like grandmas?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
Any grandma? No grandmas at all?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
You don't like anybody's grandma?
Yes.
Correct.
Yes, he does not like anyone's grandma.
I keep giving you a chance to get out of this.
You just keep digging in. Yeah. How about fried chicken?
Don't deviate from the divine plan.
That's fair.
Fried chicken, not part of the divine plan. Yeah. We weren't supposed to have fried chicken all this
Don't
time.
Don't deviate from the divine plan.
Thank goodness.
Okay, for sure. All right, Megan, be careful here. What's
your
favorite?
Yeah, I know. Nana's listening. Okay. My favorite is my grandma makes this thing called spaghetti bake. So it's essentially just like a pasta, you know, and there's like spaghetti noodles, like the whole like spaghetti noodles. And then you like put sauce and pepperoni and hamburger and.
And you bake it.
Yep. And
yeah,
you bake
that sounds
and cheese and yep.
That sounds delicious and easy also, which right. I like the idea of baking things is great because it's like a one dish, you know.
Are the noodles pre-cooked? Does she cook the noodles first, then she puts
Yeah. Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah. It's really good.
That's delicious.
James, what about spaghetti?
Do you really want an honest answer?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Nothing controversial about that. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
James is just looking for more opportunities to respond. That's what it is.
Definitely.
He's like, if I push the envelope a little, you might ask me another question. Thanks, James.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
All right. Our next fun game.
That's the end of the comments, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Listeners, is more mandolin.
Red cards, green cards.
Cody?
That's Cody, yes. Yeah, he's tonsilled at the moment. He's down with the tonsils.
He is not tonsilled anymore.
Oh, I was confused.
He's untonsilled now.
Yes. Yeah, I'll all
right. I just thought we go this way.
While you guys are dealing, listeners, we're going to play red cards, green cards again. We're back to this red cards, green cards. As he says, we're going to get eight cards, and we're going to pick some from our hand to play against a green card. We're going to get to three green cards.
Okay.
With five of us here. All right. Who would like to draw
Dustin
a green
gets
card?
To go first.
Dustin, you're our special guest.
Are there green cards over there for him?
You are. I didn't grab any.
Okay.
Your word is vibing.
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 That's
a good one.
Is that what I wrote? Yeah. See what kind of mood you're in. There you go. Do you know how to play this, Dustin?
Yes, okay. I love this game.
All right.
So there's handwritten words, and then there's...
In this case, we're just using the handwritten ones
perfect.
And the red ones.
That's what I need to know.
Yes.
All right, so my options are tapping your foot.
Vibing.
Vibing, yeah.
Vibing.
Cello.
All right.
I guess.
Soda shop.
Yeah.
Vibing.
Yeah, vibing.
And the musical announcement.
Whoa, that's ironic.
The musical announcement is isn't vibing.
I am going to go super literal on this one, I think, and go with tapping your foot.
Yay, that was
nice.
Me.
Nice.
Thank you.
It's like thank you. Well these done. Are the discards, those cards,
that's okay.
Dat card.
You didn't want to go with discard. The musical announcement.
Megan.
I thought about it.
Oh. Yeah. All right.
All right. Megan now has 1 point. The rest of us have zero.
Here, I thought I was on the same wavelength. But
we were okay. On the same wavelength.
Your word is professional.
Ooh. Professional. And here, just the written in ones. We're doing the music specific things.
All right.
Okay. The word is professional.
Professional.
Office aides delivering passes.
They're so professional.
Glee, as in like the show Glee.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. I mean, it just says Glee. I'm
okay,
asking.
Right. Yeah.
You wrote
Glee
it, right?
Show. Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Freaking Carlos. And Carlos. That one bass. I don't know what one bass we're referring to.
The professional
I
one.
Many
you do know which one.
That might be a stretch.
Yeah, that one. No, yeah, for sure.
There's only one good answer here.
I feel like...
Yeah, there's only one good answer here.
Guys, well, I don't know what the one good answer is. I'm going to go with that one bass.
Oh, nice. Dustin gets
no.
The point.
What was the one good answer?
Freaking Carlos.
The office aides. That's the good one.
I put Glee in just
where
for you.
Where's the discard?
Wherever. In a
yes,
pile.
Yes, I do love Glee.
Yeah, I remember. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember when we had Lynch Roffers together for what class was that? I don't know. History class. You were just watching Glee. Aiden yes. Everspacher was like, you should have been watching Glee before. I just remember that. Yes.
My word is.
Your word is.
Complicated.
Oh my God, there's so many 2000 songs to have song.
I always cut so much of this segment.
Wait, what was the word again?
Complicated.
The majority of the time that I spend editing the podcast is cutting the Mad Lib or the red cards, green cards.
Okay.
Because then Megan can have
complicated.
I should have to get one to Hartman.
Community choir. Choir kids.
It's complicated.
Singing in German. And the bases.
I feel like dissing on the bases today.
As a person who's dealt with all of these things in one form or the other, I'm going to go with singing in German so as to not put anybody...
Be nice to the choir kids.
Feel bad.
Be nice to the choir.
Was that
thank
yours,
you.
Singing in German?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it is complicated.
That's why I gasped.
Definitely. I don't want to diss on my community choir or any basses or anything like that. So, and since, you know, I live with choir kids all the time,
that's
fine. Better not make them.
It's hard to do something you don't know how to do.
That's true.
Your word is wavering.
What is wavering?
Wavering.
Can I get like a dog?
It like waffles. It's like,
okay.
Yeah. It's inconsistent maybe. I don't know why. That's a weird one for me to write. That was not my finest hour.
That was not.
I liked it. Wavering. Oh my goodness. Hi, tired. I'm dad. Oh my goodness gracious. That's really good. The conductor
is wavering.
Harmon, you read it.
Syncopation.
Oh, Jesus. Or Christmas.
Jesus Christmas.
Oh my goodness. I'm really bad at reading. Here, you read this one too.
Chromaticism.
Thank you.
Gave you the tough ones here.
Yeah, yeah. These are really big words. And they both end with...
It's not mine, but I think you should pick High Tired, I'm Dad.
I know, that's really good. I was really going to pick High Tired, I'm Dad.
Is that would be me again.
Yeah.
Hey, Dustin, you're good at this game.
Dustin's going to win. That's Holy good. Crap.
Thanks. You have two? Two. Yeah. All right. Alexis, two, yes. Would you hand me a green card, please?
Of course.
Let's see if I can... the word
is... That is classic.
The word is deafening.
Where's the bases when you need them?
I said quietly. The word is banana. There's that one, like second or third psych episode where they go to the spelling bee and Sean is up in the booth after the person is no longer there, goes for like a bathroom break or something, and he's like, I'll give them the words. Gus is like, give them a good word. And he's like, the word is banana. He's like, that's the best you could do.
Banana.
Oh, I got a really good one.
We've got deafening hallway hooligans.
Yes,
true. That's really good. Deafening,
so loud.
Deafening zombie dice.
They are deafening.
I've never lost.
Deafening saxophone. Deafening talking loud but singing wimpy.
Yeah, your wimpiness is deafening.
Those are all good. Hallway hooligans.
Yes, it is.
Oh, that is funny.
There you go.
That's a good answer.
Hallway hooligans.
Is this your first one, Harmon?
My first one today.
Nice. Like, shut up, you bozos. We're singing here.
That's right.
All right. Dustin, would you like a card?
I would.
Oh, here.
Our next word is dubious.
Dubious.
Oh, why?
Definition, please.
It's
I have the dubious distinction of losing a spelling bee on the word dubious.
Okay, you have like the feeling.
It's hard to believe. It's an unbelievable kind of situation. Yeah. It's a
irony.
It's ironic is probably not the right way to look at it, but it's something that I carry with me. It's a dubious distinction. Something that I carry along.
It's not necessarily kind of high praise.
That's not the first definition I would have gone with. That's
well, how would you define it?
Well, if something is dubious, it's like I don't know that it's going to work. It's doubtful.
Oh,
the bridge is dubious.
Oh, that's not how I would define it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, whatever you want, Megan. Put a card down and see what happens.
I don't know.
which we'll definition should we pick? Great,
again, our word was dubious. Stealing Lockwood's pencils.
You jerks.
The tenors.
Oh, now we've moved on to
beatboxing.
Yes, everyone blow air in your mics. Yes. Wipe it off.
The choir room temperature.
Yeah. Mm, those are good options.
They are.
But there's one good one.
Yeah, there's one good one.
There is. Stealing Lockwood's pencils.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I would have picked Stealing.
All right, Harmon and Dustin are at game point. They both have two. This could be for all the marbles.
All the marbles.
Thank you.
All those marbles.
I'm about to do to you what Penn State did to Nebraska.
Reverse sweep.
Darn it.
James, are you excited?
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you really want an honest answer?
Oh. Yes, this is for all the marbles, maybe.
Do you really want an honest answer?
Yes, this is for all the marbles, maybe.
Maybe.
For all that, he's not sure.
Yes, yes.
Okay, carry on.
The word is cranky.
Cranky.
Oh, I've got two really good ones.
I have no really good ones.
You picked a bad one.
I have no really good
ones. I don't have anything good for this.
I'm looking at you to try to determine which one of these.
Please.
You waited.
Thank you.
I'm not going to call my shot, but I have a...
Cranky.
James, you feeling cranky?
Yes.
I could tell by all of your...
Just tell me.
Do you want the honest truth?
Yeah. I need your help.
Okay. The word is cranky. That one tenor.
Now you've done that.
That guy. Gosh,
that is actually funny.
Watch out, Altos. You're next.
No.
Holiday music.
Cranky. Okay.
Accompanists.
What?
Cranky.
Oh, okay.
Some of them are.
I don't think Mr. Lockwood is cranky,
I try hard to be a positive person.
And substitute teachers. It definitely depends on the substitute
true,
teacher.
Yes.
Those are really good.
They're my colleagues, I guess. But yes, sometimes they are cranky.
Yes.
Okay.
I have to tone them down sometimes. Like, this class, we're fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right.
The one that is the funniest, I think, and also the most fitting for me is that one tenor.
Huzzah!
It goes to Alexis.
Huzzah.
The game is still
game
afoot.
Point.
Knocking on the
this is
you're
game
two
point
now also.
Not substitute teachers.
Yes.
Okay. Some of them
darn
are.
It. I misread you.
Usually, I have good experiences with that.
Well, you have good experiences yeah. with people because you're such a good person.
Best in people.
That's right.
Okay, well, Harmon gets to read one. Alexis and Dustin are at game point, which means it's not looking good for Harmon. He might.
I don't like that
at all.
I'm going
to do to you what? What did he say? I forgot.
What Penn State did to Nebraska last night.
Except he didn't have two before you had any. He had two before I had any. That's
the only reason.
Nebraska won two games last night. Two sets last night, and then
Penn State won the next three.
Yeah, yeah. The worm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good podcasting.
The wave.
Did you see that?
The word is supportive.
Supportive.
Oh, wait, that might be it.
Supportive is the word. The pit.
True.
Aww, for sure.
Very supportive. Yeah. Love the pit.
That one John Legend song on piano.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Not supportive. Mrs. Sassy.
Aww.
Definitely
Aww.
Supportive.
Yeah.
Definitely supportive.
Sassy.
Except when she's not on the podcast,
that's
we ask
right.
her to.
That's right.
How unsupportive.
That one costume change.
That's not true.
Well, if you need help, it could be like.
True. Okay. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Okay.
It was not my card, but I'm just trying to help that person, whoever
you're
that is.
Being supportive.
All right. It's Mrs. Sassy.
Yay, that's
it's
me.
Mrs. Sassy.
Oh, great.
Okay.
The game goes on. Wow. That's
so
three,
everyone
four.
Has two.
I felt pretty
zero.
Good until that one came up. I'm like,
maybe you'll
I can't
be like
beat that.
Did you have
yeah. yeah, you're going to take
I did,
two
yeah.
of State to Nebraska.
It's going great. All right, Alexis.
Except it can't be the case.
Give me a
you're going to get a
here.
Green card at some point
hey,
here.
Could you give me all of the green cards, just in case?
All the green cards.
The word is painful?
No, the word in the middle is not painful.
Oh, you can pick any of those three.
Yeah, what's that word mean, though?
Esoteric?
I don't know.
I forgot about
what
that.
Mean?
That means that it's like, it's kind of, it's
old,
kind of abstract. It's kind of like somebody's talking about a thing. You're like, I don't know what you're talking about. That's pretty esoteric.
That's so me right now.
Esoteric is a word that's so esoteric me. For you kind of right now.
Yeah, yeah, right now, because I didn't know what esoteric
yeah. We're talking about like the nature of existence, you know, that kind of stuff. Our part, our place in the galaxy.
Instead?
Let's do esoteric.
Yes. Sure. Yeah, I sure. like that. I didn't know what it meant until like
well,
5 seconds
great.
Ago.
That's why I wrote it down for comedy.
For comedy.
I didn't think we'd actually... use it ever, but it made me feel good.
Abstract. Okay, esoteric. Unresolved courts.
Oh,
like
that's,
that.
Good.
That's good. The order!
Nobody knows what it means.
What are we, why are we doing
this? Above our heads.
Space facts with Lockwood.
Space flight. That's really good, actually.
Space facts with Lockwood.
Yes.
Modern choral music.
Wait, all of
these are
actually
really good.
Really good. Yeah.
Dude, wow. Someone's going to win.
Well, unless it's me.
Unless it's you.
Pick the obvious one. You're going to pick the wrong one. And no. Mine will not be nearly as good as
unresolved
the actual.
Unresolved
chords. Yeah. That's me!
Woohoo! We have a winner.
Wow, I was not that confident in that.
What was yours?
The order.
I mean, I thought
know.
It was funny, but
mine
when
was
I heard
the least
the other
good.
One.
I was hoping yours was going to be Space Facts with Mr. Lockwood.
Yeah.
Space Facts with Mr. Lockwood.
That's like, it's exactly what I just said.
That's what I just said. Yeah, duh.
So nature of existence stuff.
I was just putting them all near the same stack.
James, you have a good time?
State law prohibits it.
Oh!
Prohibits having a good time. Yeah. Is this the
Don't
town in Footloose?
From the divine plan.
Yeah, man, he's right. He's on it.
And then the divine plan.
Yeah, that's right.
Because of the Footloose.
We from that town in Footloose.
True facts.
Megan, since you got to win the last game, I think you should give us the true facts this week.
Okay, I will.
It's
a good thing
totally
I came prepared. No, yeah. Okay. Okay, I have three today. The first one being, did you know that a chicken once lived for 18 months without a head? Mike the Chicken's incredible feat was recorded back in the 1940s in the USA. He survived as his jugular vein and most of his brain stem were left mostly intact, ensuring just enough brain function remained for survival. In the majority of cases, a headless chicken dies in a matter of minutes.
This seems like cruel and unusual punishment.
Feels like it.
Yeah, this is like, yeah,
they were like,
this is not good.
10 minutes later, they were like, he's not dead. And somebody was like, let's play this out.
We could do something.
Let's see
this.
How long we can let this thing go. I mean, it can't be more than a day or two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was Eight very
Does anybody
famous.
Have a watch?
He was very, very
this,
famous.
This yeah. seems kind of inhumane. I don't know that I'm on board with this.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we can't reverse the true facts.
What we know.
These
what
are
we
just
know
true.
Is
yeah.
that,
just saying them.
What we know is that if his brainstem and his jugular vein are mostly intact, he can... A chicken can survive. He or she, I guess I should
yeah.
say.
Yes.
You don't need your actual head.
Rest in peace, yes.
right.
skull, Mike.
It's not the skull and the...
Yeah, like nearly headless Nick.
Did he run around? in circles.
Like it doesn't say like that.
A chicken with its head covered.
But I assume he would.
Is that where that comes from? That'd be amazing. If
yes.
That,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, like, when you cut the head off a chicken, it runs in circles until it dies.
Oh, I meant that's this. Idea.
Oh, this particular if it was this story. Guy,
yeah. He was just really good at it.
Yeah.
Mike the chicken. Here
he's
on
the greatest
True
of all time.
We don't always agree with the morality. Is that what you would call
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure. We do not endorse this practice.
Of, of the fact, but it is true.
Here on True Facts, we do not support animal cruelty.
Like yes, yes.
You're like justifying. Yes. You're like, here on True Facts.
Just so you know.
Yeah. Don't come after us in the comments.
Truefacts.com.
Or do. Please come after us in the comments. We'd love to address your comments.
For content. Yeah, we'd love that.
For content.
Yes.
Okay. Next true fact is a lightning bolt is 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun. The charge carried by a bolt of lightning is so intense that it has a temperature of 30,000 degrees Celsius and 54,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Whammo.
1.21 gigawatts.
Of power. Gigawatts.
That's not how you said it.
It is what
Doc
it is.
1.21 gigawatts.
Gigawatts.
That's what Doc Brown says in
Marty.
Back to the Future.
But it's so fast. It's kind of like, I mean, it's hot. Like you say, a lot hotter than the sun.
Yes.
But it's like touching the stove. Yes. You can do that even if it's like, you know.
Yeah.
Even if it's like.
Don't touch the stove.
Don't touch the stove.
Yeah, that's true with the stove, but probably less true with lava.
Yes.
Yeah. You give it a quick touch, I think it takes part of your finger off.
Yeah, it probably sticks to you. Lava, as we know, is sticky.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Do you know that, James?
Hot. Don't deviate from the divine plan.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry. Sorry. I apologize, James.
He's either really cranky or really nice.
He started out good.
Yes,
just locked into that.
Earlier, he said he was cranky. Oh, so, you know, when the cranky still card cranky. Came up.
Perfect. Nine.
Nine.
Oh, that seems
he says
cranky.
No in a cranky way.
Yes. Right. All right. Next.
So a bolt of lightning can also send you back in time.
It's true.
Like Back to the Future.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It's a documentary, that movie. So.
It's a documentary.
We are not.
It's like Galaxy Quest.
Again, we don't endorse.
Yes, yes.
You guys seen Galaxy Quest?
A long time ago.
Yeah, it's the one where they have the sci-fi show, which is basically Star Trek. And it gets, you know, it's broadcast. And so like everything after a certain point in history actually gets beamed into space as well. Like all TV, broadcast TV and stuff. The aliens pick it up and they think that they're like historical documents. And so then they're like, oh, this civilization far, far away has these heroes on this starship and stuff. And so then they like need their help. And they're like, I know what we'll do. We'll build a starship exactly like it is in the historical documents. And we'll come there and we'll take the people and they'll come help us and stuff, which is Tim Allen and Sigourney Weaver and Alan Rickman and Tony Shalhoub and a whole bunch of people. But they're playing actors who are just like the characters. And they're like at like a Comic-Con kind of thing.
Yeah, at a convention,
Yeah, and they're like, come save the world and stuff. But they're confused. They think that they're really like
when
Jim's, you know, Kirk and Spock and McCoy,
Galaxy
but they're
Quest
not.
Released?
96 or
I was going to say mid-90s probably.
It's awesome. It's one of the best Star Trek movies.
It was a time when there was creativity in movie writing.
Yeah.
I think we've gone away a little bit from.
It's absolutely,
and that's a creative idea.
It's an insane. Exactly. And it's got an insane cast also.
Right.
You should watch it just because there are so many
those guys
are
all really great.
Justin Long is in it. He's like the.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the Trekkie.
Yeah.
Basically, he saves the day because he actually has all like the manuals of like how the ship. Because he's an intense Galaxy Quest fan, which is Star Trek.
Right.
Huh.
Go on.
It's very
third fact.
And for our third and final fact.
Third and final.
Yes. Giraffes hum to communicate with each other. It's thought that the low-frequency humming could be a form of contact call between individuals who have been separated from their herd, helping them to find each other in the dark. Some researchers think they sleep talk as well.
Oh, by humming?
Giraffes.
Yes.
So cute. So
that's how they talk to each other.
Aren't giraffes like, they're one of the smarter animals, I think. I might be making that up.
I don't know about that.
They have so many eyelashes, I can tell
Let's Google it.
They have like three.
They have How so smart many, are
it's
giraffes?
Like a camel. Like,
and they have a purple tongue.
Layers of
and it's really, like, really long. Too,
really?
Isn't it? Yeah.
I didn't know that either. I just heard a fat giraffe the other day. It was something like, it was not this, but it was something like, what animal has the highest body temperature or something to that effect? You know, some kind of fact like that. Yeah. And it was giraffes. I don't remember what the fact actually was. I think it had something to do with their heart. Maybe their heartbeats.
Because it has to pump blood all the way to the...
Like the fastest resting heart rate or something like that.
That would make sense.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Okay. Or something like that.
We could search that up.
I was kind of sort of right. It's that they're smart relative to their relatively small brain.
Got it.
They're not necessarily like smart, but right. They're like, man, for such a small brain,
right?
They're smart.
Not a lot. Of, they don't have a lot of operating,
yeah.
A lot of stuff to
get
work with.
A lot of mileage out of it.
Yeah. Their RAM isn't all that great. You know, their operating system isn't very updated.
Yeah. But it's efficient.
But very they good. Get a lot out of it.
There's a lot of tech. Yeah. Things you said there.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Way to go, old man.
No, I'm listening.
How could you not love a giraffe?
I was
saying, so sweet.
I have nothing against
what
giraffes.
What about them as sweet?
I don't know. They're just adorable.
And they don't do anything bad. You know, I feel like there's something against like every animal, no matter what. Like, I mean, maybe like not against them, but there's something that you like know about an animal that isn't exactly like great. Like dolphins. Oh my goodness. They're awful.
Why are they awful?
They do a lot of bad stuff
like
to
what?
The sea. Like, they just kill a lot of things all the time. Like, that might sound normal, but they, like, torture things, like sea turtles. They'll hit the back of, like, their backs, hit them into the air, and then keep doing that like it's volleyball. It's just they're a really
Wait
bad
a
bunch.
What?
Dolphins are a really bad bunch.
You are making that up.
No, no, no.
Prove that. This is a true fact situation. You're going to have to prove that to me before
I
buy.
Someone looked this up. It's true. They're, dolphins are awful. They're torturers.
I have heard dolphins are mean.
They're torturers.
Second. That dolphins play volleyball with sea turtles.
Yeah, they do that to otters.
I don't
do
that for a second.
Way to put it.
Listen, I don't doubt that dolphins have negative features.
Dolphins are awful.
Even that they might be, you know, I mean, dolphins are very, very smart. So it might be that they're like the bullies of the sea.
Yeah.
That might be a thing. I'm not buying it right now.
So Lisa Frank was full of it. It's like, you know, you don't know what I'm talking about?
No.
You don't know what I'm talking about? We have Trapper Keepers.
Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah.
Growing up and stuff. Lisa Frank was the
The
artist
yes,
that did
right.
all the like Technicolor, whatever and stuff. Uh-huh. A lot of dolphins.
Lots of dolphins, that's true.
Okay. None of you know this.
I don't know.
Listeners, back me up.
Lisa Frank was.
Again.
James, you know
something.
What we're talking about?
State law prohibits it.
He does not allowed to.
I found something.
He's not allowed to know what we're talking about.
What did you find?
You find a note on your phone that you just like wrote for us? Yeah,
it's
the good,
wild,
the bad, the
wild.
Ugly. Here we go.
Okay, it says playing. Dolphins may play with other animals in ways that seem violent, such as using, it's not a turtle in this situation, but using a baby shark as a volleyball. They literally phrased it exactly the same as I did.
Wow.
And then there's kind of gross things about them that I shouldn't.
No. You just skipped the thing we were talking about.
What?
What about volleyball? What is that?
They play volleyball.
Again? They play
with,
volleyball with other animals.
With their tails.
With their tails, yeah.
That other they invite other animals
turtles.
To play
no,
volleyball with
they
them? Or
use
they're using
other
their
animals.
They play volleyball with
like
the
whack.
Yes.
They are awful.
I can think of worse things that animals could do.
That's true.
You know, if you're like, oh, that seems playful to me.
I just read they've been known to kill sharks.
That's true.
Oh.
Sharks are the ultimate evil. I'm good with this.
Yeah, sharks are scary.
Take them out.
That's not true.
Giraffes, though, they give birth standing up, so you have to like fall to your death when you're born.
or to your birth. You fall to your birth.
You know, they could kneel. Like, that would be cool. I know I'm like criticizing new moms. Okay, but... I want to plop. Yeah, okay, good.
Like... I did, million moms. I know.
Love you, mom.
I know you're out there protesting. Wicked.
Yes, true facts.
Calm down. Don't.
Does not
million moms don't get mad at us.
Criticism of new moms.
Once again.
Hey, do you know that dolphins are awful? After the podcast, I'll tell you all the things that dolphins do.
I don't buy any of that. I think dolphins are wonderful.
I think dolphins are awful.
And so are giraffes.
Question everything.
Shaylee Robinson.
That was Grace.
Oh, wait. You might be right. Grace Fredrickson.
I don't remember anymore.
The way she said everything makes me sound like
no,
it was
the,
Grace.
No, the way she said everything reminds me of Shaylee.
Mm.
If that's Grace, don't come at me. Yeah.
I have no idea. I was thinking about my question everything thing, which
same.
I have.
You
same.
Have one.
I was doing
ooh,
yes,
you guys
I
go.
Have, and I want yep. to go first.
Go first.
Okay. Oh, wait. Let me write this down.
My category... is a musician.
Musician.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this person alive?
Yes.
Is it Cynthia Erivo?
No.
Oh.
We didn't have nearly enough information.
Is it a classical musician?
Sometimes.
Wait, what classical. Was your question?
A classical musician?
Sometimes.
Is it somebody that Alexis and I would know?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Is it someone who wrote music for us before? Like we sang their music?
No.
Okay.
Is it the maestro at Omaha Symphony?
No.
Ernest.
What's the other guy's name who always helps us? He's the music guy.
Baron.
Yeah.
Dr. Breland.
No.
Oh.
So it's an alive musician who sometimes does classical music.
Have they come to see us before? Like, have we met this person?
Yes.
Oh.
Are you friends with this person?
I'm friendly with this person. I wouldn't say I'm friends with them.
Is it like one of the soloists for...
No.
Okay.
Is it like a Nebraska educator?
No.
Are they a female?
Yes.
Okay. Is it the person who wrote that one song?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that this person's ever written music.
Oh, okay.
I don't think this person's ever written classical music.
Not a Nebraska educator. Is it a Nebraska resident?
Yes.
Someone from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
Is this person like over 50?
No.
Whoa.
Has this person helped us with musical?
Yeah.
Do they work at the school?
Define work.
Are they a staff member?
No.
Okay. Is it someone in the pit?
No.
Are we on the completely wrong track?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. It's someone we met.
Has this person performed at Fremont High School?
Yes.
As a student?
Yes.
This person was a Fremont High School grad?
No.
You're still here?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. That's two. My bad. Wow. I didn't mean to ask that.
Current student.
Are they in the junior year?
No.
They're a senior?
Is it?
Are they sitting at this table?
Is it Megan or Alexis?
Yes.
Is it Megan?
No.
Is it Alexis?
It's Alexis.
Oh, wow.
Wait, that's actually funny. How did we not think of that? Do we know them?
Is because I question about your dolphins. So... I'm questioning everything.
You said
it's good.
A classic for I'm really classic. Thinking that one through. That
perform yeah. classical music.
We started famous.
Classical
yeah.
music.
Yeah, we started famous and got
and then
to
got
Alexis.
All the way down to Alexis. Yeah. Not famous, evidently.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm famous.
Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm friends with Alexis.
Oh.
But I'm friendly.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Right.
Yeah. But, I mean, I was trying really hard not to mislead you.
Oh, so you're a liar.
Anyone else have one?
I do.
Okay.
It is an object in the choir room.
Ah, this again. We're going to do all the objects in the choir room. Yes. All right.
Is it the piano?
No.
Is it a senior gift?
No.
Does it require power?
To like obtain it?
To work.
Or what?
Power yeah, like, to obtain it. Give me that.
Oh, no. Okay. Then no, like it does not require power to work.
Was it here before this year?
Yes. I think we got it last year. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
Is it the... sight reading Olympic trophy.
Dang it. Yes.
Yeah. Nice.
I was like looking Which over
is,
there.
Is that one up over there.
Which listeners is a big old thing. It's a very large trophy that is going this year to Max McBratney.
Yes, this semester.
This semester. Yep. That's right. Yes.
He won it first semester last year. Aaron Osnes won it second semester last year.
He's great. Yes.
And it was second semester when we actually got it. At the end of the semester, he finally got it to us. So Max got to take a picture with it. Yesterday.
I saw that.
It's the first time we got to have pictures with
Solid
Champion.
I think it's so cool. It looks like the Stardazzle Award from High School Musical.
Yes, right.
That's why I love it so much.
Yeah. It's great.
I've got one, but it's not really like, it's like another choir room thing.
That's fine. We can do it. I'm still thinking.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go for mine then. Mine is, like I said, a choir room thing. It's kind of hard, a little harder.
Is it the mirrors?
No.
Is it esoteric? Is it harder because it doesn't actually exist?
That's like a kind of. Like, it's a yes and a no.
Oh, okay. So, go ahead.
Is it in all music rooms or this particular
music
room?
This one in particular. I guess you could probably find another music room, but.
Is it an object? Did we already say that?
No.
No, we haven't, but it's not.
It's not an object.
So, is it like a bit?
No, it's not. It's not a bit.
Okay.
We've talked about it.
That would be esoteric.
Yeah.
We've talked about it maybe once, you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
that's
maybe
good.
Like sophomore year all the way back there.
Oh, all right. Well.
Or junior year or
I don't
something.
Remember.
Like that. Somewhere around there.
Is it a saying?
No.
Oh, no.
So it's something like
It's actually something.
It's something like tradition or something like that. Something we talk about, but not something you can grab a hold of. Oh.
Does it have physical mass at all?
Yes.
It does.
That's okay. What I was trying
so
to get
So it is
at.
A thing.
Yes.
But it's not an object.
I would call that an object.
So you're misleading us. I see.
It's okay. not.
Is it shot in the dark? Is it the sound walls? The
sound absorbing walls? Yeah.
No, but closer.
Okay. Is it the pegboard wall?
No. Is it on closer?
Is it on the walls?
Do we use this thing regularly?
No.
Lost. I don't know.
It's hard. It's hard. Like, it's a harder thing. It's just like something I thought.
Is it like white?
No. No. Bringing up the color might have been nice or helpful, though.
Is it black?
Nope.
Oh, well, that narrows down.
Is it gray?
Most everything.
Half of the room? Yeah.
No.
Is it in this room?
Yeah. It's also in Harmon's office.
Hint.
It's another hint.
Is it like a chair?
Like a chair?
No, it's not a chair. It's kind of hard. Again, it's kind of hard.
I've got that. Yeah.
Is it an intercom?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's in both places.
Can you give us a hint?
Yeah. Before the last construction, there was something significant about the room. Like, Harmon didn't like it all.
The nasty carpet?
No.
I don't know. That carpet was so gross.
That's good, though. It was really gross.
Was it the orange wall?
It was! It was the orange walls.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which orange wall are we talking about?
Harmon told us like forever ago that wall used to be orange and the walls in his office.
The whole room
used
to be orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought of because I don't know why I thought
But
of
here's
it.
What's interesting about that.
True facts.
I've never taught in this room while it was orange.
Yeah. You just mentioned that it was
they
orange.
They painted it this summer. My office was orange for a long time. But
yeah.
Was it orange when you came? Yeah.
It wasn't there when I came, but you had a student teacher that I knew. It was Becky was here.
Got it.
It was orange then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I painted the office one summer. They gave me paint. They were like, this is what we've got left over in this color. And I literally used every drop of paint in the bucket and barely got the wall covered. I mean, it was like at the last second.
I heard it was horrendous.
It was a really horrendous. Ugly orange color.
That's all I've heard.
Yeah, I think they were doing tigers, but you know, yeah.
I think I only thought of orange because of my mic. And then I was like, the walls were orange at one point. And then that was my
We have board. An orange chair in my office.
Oh, yeah.
I like that chair. It's a good comfy chair.
Yeah.
I could have one.
All right.
Okay. Object related to the musical.
Okay. Is it in this room?
I would think so.
Okay. Probably.
Probably. Is it a script?
Close. Well, the script is part of it. It's different
just
name.
The materials, the music, musical materials?
Yeah.
The orchestration, all the stuff?
A specific material.
Okay.
The sheet music?
You're all kind of in the right area. There's just a specific name that I'm looking for it.
The libretto.
Right.
Ah.
Yes.
The script, yeah.
Good yes. job.
Libretto is a great word.
Libretto.
Libretto is a nice word.
Libretto.
Five.
Sounds like a good cereal.
Record. Yeah. I think that might be our record. I think our shortest one was
We
six.
Did it.
In five?
Yeah.
And you were really close at like two.
Yeah. Nicely done.
Huzzah.
Well, we have semester written on the board. Does that mean this... ending of a semester or talk about next?
I thought we'd just do a quick recap of the semester and, you know, the things we've done and that kind of thing and then get into musical.
Yeah.
If we have semester recap.
Let me use that one.
Today's topic.
Oh my. What? Oh my gosh. Was that Brayden? Brayden Stover?
I was going to go with Voldemort.
So dark.
Voldemort. Yeah, that's definitely
that
Voldemort.
Was Voldemort?
Yeah.
Do you have who that is?
Not offhand, no.
Hey, James, was that Voldemort? I just thought I'd ask you.
Oh, that's it. James?
Yes.
Yes.
Nailed it. It was. Yeah. Well done, James.
Oh, my God.
Somebody had some dread.
It was accented in parcel tongue.
This semester, we did all kinds of things. We started with school starting. Yeah. I'm going to flounder here. So
it's been,
jump
it's been a
time.
Really, really busy semester. We've had a ton of things going on, right? So... We started with preparation for Soda Shop performance, and the Soda Shop performance this year was What's in a Name. The title was What's in a Name.
So I came we did up with that.
All those. Was that right. One of your ideas?
It was. Yeah. We talked
nice.
About that.
Yeah. Nice. I love that.
Just thought I'd recap on
That's
that.
That's awesome. It's Soda Shop. The preparation for Soda Shop is turning into one of my favorite things because control is important to me. Like having control of things and making sure it goes the way it's supposed to and that sort of thing. And it's developed to a point where I've let some control go of Soda Shop and turned it over to the students. And it's been really successful to allow them to have some freedom to do that thing. So it's something off my plate, first of all, which feels good, but also watching the students sort of take responsibility for it and lead in creation of Soda Shop is really fun. So I really enjoyed that. So I didn't realize, I guess, that it was your idea, but I knew it was a student idea. That's a good one.
Yeah. We talked about it on this podcast. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Hey, on the podcast, listen to the podcast, by the way.
Yeah, no.
On the podcast.
I probably am the most frequent listener of the podcast. I listen to every episode at least 3 times.
Oh.
So I'm probably the most frequent listener.
Oh, I thought you said the least.
I just don't listen to you on the podcast most of the time. So
I'm just always the villain in your story.
I was going to say you have the worst long-term memory.
I'm sure we did talk about who came up with the idea, but yeah. I don't remember. Those sorts of details are lost on me.
It was me.
So I'm glad it was a good idea.
Alexis doing meaningful things.
Yeah, anytime Alexis does something meaningful. Yeah. It was more that a student, this is a student idea. I'm not, trying to narrow down to one specific.
I just thought I'd let you know.
There were other ideas too, right?
There are so many ducks. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, they're little tiny ducks.
They're everywhere. Yeah.
They think they're funny.
Right, over there. Yeah.
So that little tiny duck on top of the board.
Sorry, I got distracted because I was looking at you and then
There were a bunch of other ideas.
Yeah, great that ideas too.
And I think some of those were yours.
Yeah.
There were some other ideas that you came up with too. So,
just that one in particular. Really,
so I love the Soda Shop thing. We prepared a dozen or so students to audition for Allstate and had 5 students selected for the Allstate Choir, which was awesome. Of course, chorale was selected and performed it at NMEA. So that option or that opportunity was out there for us. We sang with the symphony this fall again. So performed about 2/3 or so of Mendelssohn's Elijah in November. We went to Allstate, took the students, did the chorale performance as well, and then prepared for our winter concert in December, and then finished musical auditions all in 3.5 months or so.
Piles of stuff.
It has been
Bell Choir.
Oh, that's right. Bell Choir. Yep, we put the Bell Choir back together and that group performed. That was awesome. Soda Shop, speaking of that, was really interesting because we had a bunch of students do a bunch of different things in the band. So we had a couple different drummers and a couple different bass players and a couple guitar players and people who played piano.
Yeah,
and
we threw a lot of people out of their comfort zone.
That's right. It was really awesome to get to see them.
Bell Choir.
We're like, you can play the bass. How hard could it be?
We have had the Bell Choir. The year we did Musical Villains, they played the Phantom of the Opera thing on Bell Choir.
That would be so cool.
Yeah,
but we'd have to do Phantom, and that's not going to happen.
It'd be so awesome.
They just did the theme to Phantom. It was very fun. We did it in black lights, and we bought them masks, so they all wore white masks.
I love Phantom.
That was cool. So, yeah, the Bell Choir thing would be an option for Soda Shop.
Guys,
for sure.
Make sure you listen to the podcast and write that down.
Yeah.
Write that down for next
all
year.
Bell
make
Choir.
Sure
that's cool.
Yeah. We did 8 podcasts, including this one.
Yep. This is the 8th podcast this semester. Yeah. I mean, it's just
24.
The last one of 2024.
Yeah.
And
this will be the last sort of official thing we do, aside, I suppose, from posting the musical cast list today, kind of the last official act of 2024. the end of your senior first semester.
Yes.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
I don't feel like a senior.
James, are you ready for the end?
Do you really want an honest answer?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Yes, James.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He hypes us up.
He does. That honest answer thing keeps coming up. He keeps saying that. Mm. I wish he had a different line.
Yeah.
Can you say anything else, James?
Do you really want an honest answer?
Yes, there it is.
Really not. Yes, James.
State law prohibits it.
Oh, okay.
Prohibits him from saying anything other than yes.
Well, that makes sense why you've said it so many times.
Right. Yeah. What's been the two of you? I'm not asking those guys over there.
Oh, okay.
Megan, Alexis. What have been your favorite parts? Like, give me two of the real highlights of the semester for you.
I have my two already. Obviously, that's why I asked. Yes. Okay. Mine would be performing at NMEA with chorale. That was really cool. Because I mean, we had a lot of music and to get all sorted out. And the first day we got all the music and we were just kind of like wide-eyed.
Yeah.
Like, oh, how are we going to get this all done? But then I thought we really came together. And it was like, I don't know. It was just very like, I was very proud of us that day. So that was very.
Me too.
It was a big achievement.
Yes, yes.
I was really happy to do it all. So that's not normally my style. It's like, let's go all go perform and show off a thing and stuff. But I really enjoyed it. It was fun. It was nice for chorale to do that.
I agree. It was really a highlight of the semester for sure.
And then my other thing would be Soda Shop with Valerie, just because I love to dance and I love to sing.
What a
and
fun
I got
thing
to put the
was.
Two together that evening.
Yeah, you guys were so awesome. That first time we'd done a partner dance thing on Soda Shop.
That was really cool.
And for all the coordination of that and, you know, people from both classes and the creation of the dance and all that stuff. Really fun. That was a good one.
It was one of the better Soda Shops.
Yeah.
This is my 10th year. Yeah. And I'll remember this one. I like this one a lot.
The first one I'd missed in a while. Thanks to the parents, I got to see most of it secondhand.
Oh, good.
I didn't get to see your dance. Oh, that's okay. I'd love to.
It was so fun.
Awesome. I liked it.
So Angie Meyergaard is good about writing out some.
That's right.
I captured the thing. Good.
Yeah. I captured the thing.
That's one of the Soda Shop things that's always my favorite.
Because I Megan's mom, if you have the dance, put it on Facebook.
That's right.
Sounds good.
I'll because I do basically nothing with the dance at all, right? We come up with a tune, and then you guys cut it, you guys choreograph, teach, the whole thing. So I always just get to see it at the end. So it's always fun just to see the last thing, rather than all the pieces as it's going, right?
Yeah.
It's really fun to just see it, the product. That was very fun. Al?
I don't really know. I only have one so far.
Lexi?
Musical is usually like my thing. So, because I'm at Saturday so much.
But that's in the second semester.
I know, exactly. That's
two highlights of the first semester.
I have like one big one. After last year when the seniors left, I was scared that I wouldn't be able to like connect with this group like I did with the last one. But so far, all I felt is connection. Like I just feel like I know everyone so much better than I ever have. And like even like you and Lockwood and Dustin, obviously, I just feel like I know you guys so much better. Maybe it's because of podcasts as well, but I don't know. I just like you guys are like kind of my people now.
Wait, I second that too. Why didn't I think of that? I'm just
You just stole your thunder. She let you go first.
My bad.
So she could undermine you.
Yeah, what the heck?
You're my people too, but not my friend.
Yeah. Not my friend.
We
obviously.
Can be friendly, but not friends.
Yeah. Well, thanks.
I don't know. I guess like podcasts would be my other thing. Like I love doing podcasts.
Yeah.
When on days that I know we're going to do podcasts, I'm so excited. I usually always have a question everything or like I'm excited for red card, green card. Or sometimes I listen to the podcast.
We somber. We have made a concerted effort to try to be more cohesive as a unit rather than just come to class every day. But those things, you know, so... You know, with Lindy and Natalia taking on that sort of social thing and doing those things outside of class, you know, just trying to understand that what we do in the classroom every day is important and it's valuable to me. And it's, you know, it's a priority. But I do want you guys to know how important you are to me, you know, the people are to me and finding a way to do that, you know. So sitting in the back yesterday and just taking in this party, this, you know, whatever, was fun. Sitting in the back and watching this first
show
episode
thing of
Nebraska Sandbar.
Nebraska Sandbar, which they've created. It's just fun. You know, these things are fun.
The script was awesome.
So Mr. Lockwood turns to me at the end. He goes, I think I'm going to make like a 5-second episode bumper music at the beginning. I was like, please don't encourage them. And he goes, I'm going to.
Yeah.
You know,
this week on Nebraska Sandbar.
That's right.
Yeah.
So these fun, you know, those things. Yeah. I think there's a vibe of that, a little different vibe of that, maybe. Yeah.
Community building is definitely bigger this year.
Yes. Yep.
You know? And part of a priority, you know, an intentional priority to do that.
Yeah.
Good.
I'm pro fun. So yeah. I'm in on these
pro
kinds.
Fun. Yes. I know I already had my talking section and I don't mean to steal your thunder after saying that.
Go for it.
Making you say that really made me think like, I feel like choir has always been a group of people where I'm like, I can go and completely be myself because we're all kind of weird.
Yeah, right.
And so nobody's going to like judge you. And I just love, I don't know. Yep. They're just, it really is like a little, like a family. I mean, you just get so close to everyone because you spend every single day with them. Yeah. Like it or not, you're with them.
Right.
And
sometimes 88 minutes.
And especially all, varsity with musical.
Yeah.
I mean,
and all year long. And you don't have other classes like that. Largely, right? If you're in band or in your orchestra or, you know, some of those things. Or your TST, if it's you're in student council, right?
I'm in a leadership.
Oh, that
TST,
leadership one now, which is the same idea. Everybody together all year long, and there are activities to do and that kind of thing, right? There's some community building in that place too. But
and we're together doing something that we all love,
you know,
to create this thing. And so
that's
it's extra.
Yeah, I guess as I talked about the semester, what I was talking about were the activities we were doing. The musical activities, but not necessarily that we had the movie night and that they were planning the bonfire thing and you know, all the things that we've done, you know, end of semester things and end of quarter things. So those things are all part of the mix as well. So that's fun. It's been a fun semester.
For sure.
For sure.
Got more coming.
Should we finish up?
One more.
Should we finish up with the musical? Just a little bit, and then we can get you out of here.
Yeah. For sure.
Musical.
Gabe.
Dustin, what has you excited with musical?
Musical itself has me excited. We are at the point now where things are going to start coming into shape. We've gone through a couple weeks now of getting to see everyone's talent firsthand, and now we get to do the hard part, which is pick a few to do some things, and there'll be some people really happy and some people maybe a little upset, and that's unfortunate, but part of the game. But going forward, you know, we all come together to make a product, and every part of it is important.
Yeah. We're talking today about how there are, you know, there are more part or there are more people than there are parts, you know? So there's always that there's going to be a little hurt. It always happens, you know, but the show is going to be awesome, and everybody at every part that they're in is just going to love this process. Hopefully, you know, it's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah.
So
best part of my year is hanging out with you guys.
The casting experience is not my favorite, part of the process, for exactly the point you were just making, Lockwood, that I don't want anybody's heart hurt. I don't want anybody feel broken or feel, you know, as if they're incapable or, you know, whatever, or that it feels personal or whatever it is. Right. But it's a puzzle, right? When we're putting the whole thing together, we just have to find the pieces that fit the best, you know? And so, we'll go through that process today, and, you know, Kathy will be back this afternoon, and the group of us will sit down and cast the show around 4 o'clock, and this evening by 6:30 or so, it'll be posted, and then we're on holiday break, which is very nice.
I was going to say off to the races, but in fact, just take a break.
Yeah, take a moment to get our breath and get things structured and organized in a way that we can be off to the races when we get back, because we're back together in school on the 7th of January.
January 7th, Tuesday.
And that night is our read-through. So we are hitting the ground running the moment we have a chance. So
that after school or in the evening?
It'll be in the evening.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll
be in the evening. Exactly 3 months of prep, right?
Yeah, and essentially 3 months, you know, we will start on January 7th. We open on March 6th.
You're right, yes.
So it's actually two months of prep.
Inside of three months.
Right? January, February, February to March, right?
Yeah.
So usually the musical experience is 9 weeks, right? I mean, it's a quarter. So usually about 9 weeks of prep, and it'll be a little less than that this year, because the end of the quarter is actually the next week for us.
That's
so the
nice.
Musical is 6, 7, 8, 9. You have finals and exams like the 11th to 12th or something, and then we have spring break.
That's better.
Oh, we're going to have a spring break?
For like a couple days.
Well, hooray, we get something.
That's the reason why we're doing the musical on the 6th instead of the 13th is because the first day of spring break is the 13th. Oh. So rather than have the musical be during spring break, we're putting it the week before. So we'll be 3 or 4 rehearsals shorter than normal. That's okay. You know, in terms of preparation
spring
time.
Break.
But, but a few days of spring break will be nice.
We're great.
Yeah.
That's all. Crazy for you.
No floods or diseases in all the land.
Thank you. Please, you know? Knock on wood.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum.
Everyone can hear that. Stuff. Yes. Yep.
Gung, gung, gung.
We don't need any of that stuff. So, yeah. So we'll cast tonight and we'll be ready to go. Students will have a chance to take a look at the cast list, kind of wrap their head around what their part is, you know, sort of come to grips with whatever that is, you know, if it's a part they were really hoping for, the excitement of that. And if it's something they were hoping for something else, they can kind of manage that and those sorts of things. And then scripts will be out on the 7th and we'll be on our way, starting music and the whole business. Mm. So
it's going to be great.
It'll be great.
I tried to get through reading the whole book
at
least once before we got to the end of the year. Didn't quite make it. I made it to song 18 out of 20 something. So
yeah.
I was like, it's,
I would always, I
like, this is long.
A ton of playing. Yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah. So. And not easy. Right. That's one of the things you said to me.
Yeah.
You know, part of the way in, you just said, one thing I've found out about this book, this one's going to be a little harder.
It's going to be tough. Yeah. And I think I've learned about reading musicals over, you've had time to put them together, but an important first step for me anyway, in the process is to like, just read everything. Don't worry about if it's good or not. Just make sure to get through everything. You know,
right.
Then on the second pass, you can like get better, and then you can start isolating things. But you know, I always get crippled with the, with like, oh, there's so much to fix. There's so much to do. If you try to look at it as like being perfect at the beginning, you know, you just have to be like, all right, well, this is a new thing. Let's just read it and see what happens, you know, and get through it, you know, and there's an awful lot of like, I don't know, you know, that's my piano.
Yeah.
Yes. James, are you psyched?
Don't deviate from the divine plan.
Okay. Well, thanks.
On that note,
is the musical part of the divine plan?
Well, the
James?
Cast list, I guess, is
yes. The next part of it.
Yes,
I didn't realize the musical was part of the divine plan, but I guess I'll check in with them, see what you know what we need to do.
What the divine plan is about on the musical?
Yeah,
anyone?
Got a rolled up parchment in my drawer. Yes.
That's right.
Okay, I'll check
That's
it out.
That's right.
Hear the scroll.
That's right. Do we need podcast scrolls?
So saith the scroll.
Yeah, so saith the scroll. Yes, James, you think so?
Do you really want an honest answer?
Yes.
Nine.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Oh, great. He's out.
All right. Well, we probably should wrap it up. It's been kind of a long podcast.
That's right. Yeah.
So, Dustin, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for inviting me.
Thanks, Dustin.
We just kind of threw it on you today. But
it was fun. I enjoyed it.
Good.
You've done your job admirably today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Team, anything else for the good of the order?
The order.
Yes! Wanting to do that all year.
Yeah. Hey, everybody have a great holiday break. You know, enjoy the time off and with family and all those things. I hope you get all the presents you're hoping for and some rest and all those sorts of things. Come back ready to go.
Ready to go.
January 7th. We're going after it.
I'm pumped.
Going after it. Me too.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Happy listeners, holidays, everyone.
Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys on the flip side. So long.
Hasta la bye-bye.
That's fine. Happy Hanukkah. I don't celebrate Hanukkah, but just in case.
Somebody does. Case.
See ya.
Yeah. See ya, chat. Da 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 da